We've been talking about the names of Jesus Christ. And a couple of weeks ago, I'd asked a question I'd like to ask again. Maybe some of you have sought the answer yourself to this, but where did you get your name from? Did you ever ask your mom or dad that? I shared with you my story is not exciting at all. My parents were going to name me Rob, and up to the very last minute, that was the plan, and then all of a sudden they said, we'll name him Jeffrey. I didn't say it was an exciting story. But that's how it came about. And you'd think something so random wouldn't be so commonplace. There are 170-some Jeff Millers in Pennsylvania, including the state police commissioner. I'd get frequent calls from people in default of their student loans. And I'd say, mine are paid off. And they said, listen, pay what you owe. And I was thinking about names. You know, I thought, well, you know, we name children as soon as they're born. Maybe we should actually wait until they grow up a little bit and see what kind of a person they are. And maybe then come up with the name. And I understand that there are actually some Indian tribes that do that. That a name's given at birth, and then when the child becomes about adolescent age and they see what kind of a person he or she's going to be, they give another name. I was also thinking about names. What if we decided we were going to let children pick their name when they grew up? You know, for the first 7 or 8 years of their life, we just called them the kid or the little girl or whatever, and then, you know, when she turns 8, say, okay, honey, now's the day you pick your own name. That we'd have a lot of interesting offerings for that. But then I thought, you know, there are some names that do come later in life that usually have a very specific meaning. And we call them nicknames. Some nicknames are given because of a good quality that somebody has. And some nicknames came from a bad quality that someone would have or an embarrassing incident. But in biblical times, when names were given, it was to attach a certain meaning to a child. It wasn't just a label. It wasn't just, I think this sounds cool. It was, this name means something, and that's going to somehow tie into your personality. For just a couple of minutes, I want to talk about the most important name that there is, and that's the name of God. God says that His name is not just a label, but His name characterizes who He is. And it's very important to Him. How many of my kids from day camp remember the third commandment? Do not use, what? God's name in vain. God said, my name means something. Don't misuse it. Don't throw it around like it doesn't mean anything. His name means something. Leviticus chapter 22 and verse 32. The Lord says, you shall not profane my holy name. Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 8. I am the Lord, that is my name, my glory I give to no other. Ezekiel chapter 20, God tells us that when He brought Israel out of Egypt, He acted for the sake of what? For the sake of Israel? He acted for the sake of His name. When God is at work in the affairs of mankind, He does it for His name's sake. Ezekiel chapter 39 and verse 25. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, now I will restore the fortunes of Jacob and have mercy on the whole house of Israel, and I will be jealous for my holy name. Do you think God's name means something to Him? Now you see, at Christmas, we celebrate the birth of a baby. And that baby is God incarnate. This is the Almighty God taking the form of a human being and coming to this earth as a baby. Wow. What are we going to name this baby? Well, what we see in God's Word is He Himself gave the names and titles, and you could say, I suppose, the nicknames ahead of time. I guess you could say in prophecy that God was naming himself. Matthew chapter 1 verse 21, speaking, the angel speaking to Joseph about Mary, saying, she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Matthew chapter 1 verse 25 says, and he called his name Jesus. God said, not a family name, not something you think will sound tough. God says, I'm going to tell you the name that you're going to give this child, a name that will sum up what this child is going to be about, and that is the name Jesus, which means Savior. It's the same name as Joshua, which means he saves, he delivers, he, think about it this way, he puts someone that's in a state of danger in a state of safety. That's what that literally means. But when we consider that God himself became a man, can really just one name sum up who this person is? Jesus actually has many names and nicknames and titles. Some scholars have found over 700 of them in the Bible. And I thought tonight we'd go through them one by one and examine them. It's still raining, right? I just want to go over a few of them. Scripture tells us that this Messiah, this baby that's born, will be known as the Savior. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 14. God sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. This Son is also known as the mediator between God and man. Think about that. This person is the one who stands between you and Almighty God. 1 Timothy 2:5, there is one God and there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. The Bible also says Jesus is our advocate. Jesus is on your side. My little children, John writes in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 1, I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He says, believers, if you sin, there's somebody on your side. And his name is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is also the judge according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10, who's going to render to everyone what is due for what they've done in the body, whether good or evil. Jesus, in speaking about his name and his character, in John chapter 8 and verse 24, Jesus said, I told you that you would die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. And in the original Greek, that word he isn't in there. Jesus literally said, unless you believe I am, you will die in your sins. I am what? Well, Jesus was saying that he is the same God from Exodus chapter 3 and verse 14, when God told Moses that his name is I am. And here Jesus is saying, that's me. Unless you believe I am Jehovah, I am Yahweh, I am the God of the universe, Jesus said, you will die in your sins. I'd like you to take your Bible. I just want to spin through the book of Revelation with you just very quickly. I thought, wow, 700 names, titles, job descriptions, nicknames. How could we possibly cover something like this without being here for 6 hours? But what could we cover in just a few minutes? And I thought, well, what if we just took a little look at some of the names that Jesus refers to himself right now? And I also thought, well, what about some names that Jesus is going to be called when he comes back? Look at Revelation chapter 1 verse 8. We're going to go through these rather quickly, but Revelation chapter 1 and verse 8, I am the Alpha and the Omega. That was the first and the last letter of the Greek alphabet. And Jesus was saying that he's the beginning and he's the end. The one who is and who was and who is to come. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 14. And to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, the words of thee, Amen. The faithful and true witness, the beginning of God's creation. Every time we pray, what do we close with? Amen. And Jesus said, that's one of my names. It means certainty. It means absolute truth. And Jesus said, that's my name. Look at Revelation chapter 5, verses 5 and 6. This is John getting a glimpse of heaven. And one of the elders said to me, John said, weep no more, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals. So who's going to open this scroll? It's described throughout Revelation. He says, it's the Lion. But then look who steps forward. Between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders, I saw a lamb. That somehow Jesus Christ is the Lion of Judah, but He's the Lamb of God at the same time. Turn to one more chapter with me. Look at Revelation chapter 19. I was going through all these names and I was getting all these materials and programs on the computer and stuff and going through all these names, and when I got to this one, I've read this before, but I've never really, it hit me, I guess, like it never has. But Revelation chapter 19, this is talking about the return of Jesus Christ to the earth to conquer and to reign. John writes, then I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and the one sitting on it is called, here's a couple more names for Jesus. What's he called? Faithful and true. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems, and he has a name. But look at this name. He has a name written that no one knows but himself. And I thought, wow. With all these names of Jesus, Jesus actually has a name that nobody knows except Him. And I'm not going to ask Him what it is. Okay? But that's a curious thing to know, that Jesus has a name that nobody knows about except for Him. Name written that no one knows but Himself. He's clothed in a robe dipped in blood, and the name by which He is called, here's another name, the Word of God. And then finally, Revelation chapter 19 and verse 16, skip down a few verses. Here, when Jesus Christ comes back to conquer, John says that seeing this vision on his robe and on his thigh, he has a name written. And what's that name? He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. These aren't just labels. These are descriptions of the nature of this person, Jesus Christ, of the work that He accomplished, and I guess you could say of the positions that He holds. Every year when we have our annual day camp, through advertising in the paper and making phone calls and such, I talk to a lot of people on the phone that don't get to meet me face to face until the first day of day camp. And it's happened every year that a mother will show up, and I'll be standing out waiting for the bus and getting kids organized and stuff, and a mother will show up and just keep looking right past me. I said, can I help you with something? Happens every year. Yeah, I'm looking for the pastor. And I said, oh, that's me. Now, I spoke with a pastor, Jeff Miller, on the phone. That's me. But you know, there are people Christmas time looking for meaning for life, looking for answers through struggling, looking for peace, looking for joy, looking for a second chance. And they look right past the source of all of it. That they haven't put the name to the face, so to speak. of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 16, Jesus turns to his disciples and he said, "Who do people say that I am?" Well, some people think you're John the Baptist, and some think you're Jeremiah or one of the prophets, and here's kind of the word on the street, Jesus, and Jesus turns to them and he said, "But who do you say that I am?" Bow your heads and pray with me, please. Father in heaven, as we just took a little wade into your word to see some of the names of Christ, it's just my prayer now, God, that we would attach the names to the person, that we would receive Jesus Christ for who He is, and we'd wrestle with the question, who do I say that Jesus Christ is? Have I acknowledged the names that You've given Him and that He's given Himself, and He will reveal fully at His return? You've told us to pray in Your name, and we do. It's in Jesus Christ's incomparable name that we pray. Amen.